6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Monday. We're in Central Time, June 6th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard for another exciting week of news and information. Hopefully you truth seekers out there are going to get your yayas out and get satisfied with as much truth as you can swallow. We appreciate you listening and supporting us here at the Power Hour. We've got some exciting guests on this week, by the way, 10% off the Miracle Skin products, and there's a reason for that. Ron Sally is going to be joining us tomorrow. He is the creator of Miracle Skin Creams and Lotions. We use the Lamb Cream and the Helon all the time here. You can get it at the Power Mall, 10% off this week. It's a good deal. It's good stuff. And, I mean, I scraped my arm up really, really bad moving some steel sip panels around here and put the Lamb Cream on immediately. And, I mean, within 3 days, you couldn't even tell I had scraped myself up. I mean, I literally was bleeding. Scratches, huge bleeding scratches, and got rid of them in 3 days. This stuff is incredible. Anyway, aside from that, Lex Green is going to be joining us. He is an author with newswithviews.com. If you've never been there, this is some fairly conservative thought process going on over there. Newswithviews.com. They're operating right out of the area that we're broadcasting from. And that's right, Spring Branch, right up in that area. Newswithviews.com. And Lex Green will be on with us, Ron Sally, tomorrow. Sheriff Richard Mack will be joining us on Wednesday. About time. Yeah, we've been wanting to talk to him for a while because, you know, we got to do something about this 2020 election and not let that happen again. Priscilla Romans, what a darling. She offers elder care with the Graith Care Team. And I'm telling you something, there are people who have actually contacted her after the show, after she was on the first time. Her phone lines blew up. She was able to help a bunch of people. I had to give her a big hug for that because it was such a wonderful thing. I saw her in Myrtle Beach, and she was speaking on stage about, you know, elder care and having an advocate. And I'm telling you, you are going to absolutely love this show. She's a wonderful person. And so that's going to be our lineup so far this week here on the Power Hour. And, you know, it just, you know, we're into news and support. That's what we do. Anyway, here's an interesting story my lovely wife just sent over. Says, this was in the top post. I think this is from Gmail from her next door, which is interesting. It says, first off, thank you, everyone, for your concern. I'm okay, just a little shaken up, but I'll be okay. For those of you who don't know what happened, I was robbed yesterday morning at the gas station. I gathered myself together. My hands were still shaking. I was dizzy, and I honestly think I was in shock. My money was gone. I called the police. They were fantastic and called for medical assistance as my blood pressure was through the roof. The police asked me if I knew who did it, and I told them, yes, it was Pump 2. Okay. Hello? Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm just light bulbs going off there. You got see, my wife comes up with some humorous stuff. She's probably getting a cackle out of it right now. She's listening to the show, folks. I've been trying to get her to call up here, but she doesn't like to get on the phone. She doesn't like hearing the sound of her voice. I said, well, look, everybody else calls up. You should, too. She's got some interesting ideas. You'd be interested to see just how much alike we think after being married for 27 years. Anyway, at the Power Mall, we've only got a few Journey water bottles left. They come in blue and indigo. They're 30% off. Each bottle comes with a filter, one. And if you want to get extras, the Sagan Journey water filter is 30% off if you want to get extra ones. We've got some closeouts that are half off on the Grown by Nature, iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. And, of course, the Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally is also going to be on closeout as well. I've got a good announcement for those of you. We've been talking about seeds. We've been talking about harvesting. I mean, it is phenomenal, the stuff that we come up with. And by the way, also want to mention, too, that June 7th, that's tomorrow, at noon, Clay Clark is going to be on the show. Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour is coming soon to Virginia Beach, Virginia. I spoke at the one in Myrtle Beach, and I'm telling you what, this is a powerful. We got to Hobnob. I actually got to talk to General Flynn and take photos. It was awesome, and he really thanked me for the speech that I gave and said, God bless you for everything you're doing. So, you know, just so you know, we do communicate with the hierarchy around here. We're also on Truth Social. You can follow us at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host, on truthsocial.com. If you don't have an account, you should. But coming soon to the Power Mall, non-GMO heirloom seeds. Remember, we had Marjorie Wildcraft on the show. White Harvest Seeds is going to be putting together some packages of seeds you can buy. They are non-GMO heirloom seeds. These things, as Marjorie told you, last about a year before they lose 5% of their ability to germinate. I don't know if you caught that, but, you know, we were talking about that on last Friday's show. You can listen to it on our archives, especially if you get our archives. And if you're not listening to us live, the archives are there. And you can listen to that broadcast. And we've got the powerhourfood.com program that you can log into and sign up. And she will help you even in a grid down situation. But now, White Harvest Seeds is putting together some non-GMO heirloom seed packages. This is what Marjorie talked about on the show. And so we're excited. I'm going to buy every single one of those things. We're getting the greenhouse and all of that stuff set up next week. We're starting next week to the build to get the rabbit hutch, the chicken coop, the doghouse, the compost bin, and the greenhouse all set up. Now that we've got our house pretty much in order, now we can move on to some bigger and better things here. So I just want to let you know those non-GMO heirloom seeds are coming soon to the Power Mall. We'll let you know when, and you can order them up and get started planting. Like I said, powerhourfood.com. You don't have to have a green thumb to do this. Marjorie will walk you through the steps of planting food because we are facing a food shortage. We the people are pissed off. If you are, we have T-shirts that say that with the Power Hour logo on the back. It tells all those elites in the media and all those political ass puppets out there that you are mad. You know, it's almost kind of like having Peter Finch. You remember the movie Network where he opens up me and starts, you know, I don't know what to do about this. All I know is just go to your window and open it up and yell, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You remember that one with Faye Dunaway and William Holden? Boy, that was some movie, wasn't it? If you haven't seen it in a while, you can even go to YouTube and dial in the Peter Finch scene, I'm mad as hell, and watch that again. It's a 5-minute clip and it'll just get you going. You'll want to order your Power Hour T-shirt. We the people are pissed off as soon as you watch that because it's the next best thing to going to the window and yelling if nobody can hear you, especially if you're out in the country. That would be something, wouldn't it? But if you appreciate what we do and you listen to the show on a regular basis, consider making a purchase at the Power Mall or making a donation to help keep us on the air. When you go to the powerhour.com, the buymeacoffee.com banner will pop up. You can use that and become a team member or just simply buy us a cup of coffee or make a donation. We appreciate you for listening. And if you don't have that on your local radio station, you need to call, especially if you've got a news talk station in your market that is looking for content. This is the show you want to have them put on the air. Talk to their program director and tell them, hey, look, you need to dial up thepowerhour.com and listen. You can carry this, and we will promote your radio station. Always a good thing. So now we're into the news, quarter after the hour of 11 Central Time. Putin is warning that Russia is going to strike new targets if the U.S. were to supply longer-range missiles to Ukraine. You see, this is the whole reason that Putin is doing this, is to protect Russia. He doesn't give a piss about Biden. He thinks Biden is an idiot. Most of the world's leaders do. They know that he's not running the country. Somebody else is telling him to do it. And you see, NATO is pretty much, you know, calling the shots here. And this is what Putin is fighting. He doesn't want NATO expansion into Ukraine. So don't be surprised if you don't see a little tactical strike here and there. And the White House, of course, doesn't care. They don't care if they get us involved in a full nuclear assault. No. They'd love to wipe out, you know, a couple of hundred million people. Meanwhile, over in Britain, Boris Johnson, British Prime Minister, is facing a no-confidence vote today that could oust him from power as discontent with his rule finally threatens to topple him. He's often seemed invincible despite the many scandals, especially these little alcohol close-quartered parties he's been holding. If Johnson loses the vote among the 359 conservative lawmakers, the party's going to choose a new leader who's also going to become prime minister. If he wins, as seems more likely, he can't face another challenge for a year under current party rules. Wow. Current party rules. How do you like that? Oh, they're probably out there making phone calls this morning, aren't they? And for those of you who are paying attention, the Bilderberg Group is coming to D.C. June 2nd through the 5th. Right? They were there. This is when the meeting was taking place, for those of you paying attention. They were there. What did they talk about? Geopolitical realignments. That could mean the United States. NATO challenges. China. Indo-Pacific realignment. Gee, I wonder what that means. Bringing Taiwan back into China's fold? Sino-U.S. tech competition. Russia. Continuity of government and the economy. Why would the Bilderbergs be talking about Russia and China? We seem to keep revisiting the fact that the United States has made Russia and China their political enemies. And both of these countries would love to see us fry. Would love to see us implode. And the easiest way to do it is to send a hypersonic missile over Kansas, 270 miles up, detonate it, and put us all in the dark ages. 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year. This is one of the reasons why we have been talking to Marjorie and others about growing your own food, folks. This is the time to light a fire under your butt and get started if you have not already. This is important. If you're not at least sprouting seeds, you should be. You can grow these things on your bloody back porch. Even if you live in an apartment or a condo somewhere, you still can grow this stuff on your porch. These people are talking about energy security, sustainability, fragmentation of democratic societies. Gee, I wonder if that includes the United States. It couldn't. We're a republic. We're not democracy. Forget what Pelosi says. She's an idiot, too. She needs to be ousted out of her speaker's chair. But, God, can you believe this? Trump has endorsed McCarthy, that rhino. Rhino pig. He's from California. That should tell you a lot. And, of course, they're trying to figure out who's going to replace Devin Nunes now that he's with Truth Social. He's heading that up, so he had to leave his seat in California to head that up. So now they're trying to figure out who they're going to elect out there. Watch him elect a Democrat. These people just never learn. They want more hell in their life. Well, here's a great way to do it. And the war against the unvaxxed, not going to be forgotten. Fomenting hatred is a tool of tyrants. They have succeeded in doing this. I even asked people when I was speaking at Myrtle Beach, how many of you have been alienated by your family because you refused to take the jab? I want to see those hands, and hands went up all over the audience of 3,000 people. You see, this is what they were trying to do in the first place, is divisiveness. They want to break up the American family. Now they've started another fabricated hate fest. It's called monkeypox, and the gay community, oh yes, we're in Gay Pride Month, folks. The gay community is a designated enemy and target. They want to wipe out the gays. Remember the AIDS? Yeah, remember that? Remember HIV? Way back in the early 80s? Yeah, they were playing around with that virus. We called it the bovine vizna virus in Fort Detrick, Maryland. Yeah, they were playing around with that. But, of course, the religious right came out and said, well, they had sex with a monkey. It's a green monkey virus. Now the African, then they brought it over here. And the prostitutes brought it over here. Yeah. How'd they get that in the first place? Could it have been a vaccination? Could it have been Bill Gates' vaccine program? All you got to do is go do your research into everywhere that Billy went. The vax was sure to follow. Yeah. Billy had a little lamb. They're called the sheeple. And those who are idiots enough to take the jab is part of we the people. Man, I'm just in a rhyming mood today. Fabrications are constantly being used to brainwash the public into hating truth tellers and anybody who points out discrepancies in the narrative. It's a dangerous path, and we're still on it. This monkeypox threat is just a continuation of the BS out of Walensky's mouth. And after a setback for WHO, the agency is now working on far-reaching amendments to the global rules. Now, they're going to bring this back next year. They're going to try this international pandemic treaty. They are really grasping for power here, folks. You got to keep up. Got to keep up those phone calls. Got to keep calling your congressperson and your senator and tell them, we don't want this. They are not going to tell us what to do. They want to send those powder blue helmets over here. They will see a civil war unlike they've ever seen before. And we won't miss, trust me, all you blue helmets out there, you powder blue helmets. Yeah, you'll know they're UN troops. They'll have it all over. They advertise themselves when they go out. I remember in Serbia when the 350 UN troops were all captured by Serbian forces. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard when they did that. And I'm just thinking to myself, you see, these people are not trained. They call them a world police force. These people have really no training at all. All they know is they're told you have to shoot Americans. But see, if we shoot first, they won't be able to shoot back. So if you see them patrolling your neighborhood, it's because they are coming for you and your weapons. And this pandemic treaty is nothing more than a totalitarian power grab of the CDC, the WHO, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, the biowarfare industry, the People's Republic of China, and others to impose their medical tyranny upon the human race, according to Francis Boyle, professor of international law at the University of Illinois. We shift into what's really going on behind the scenes. We have some real commie pigs in Congress, especially Representative Don Beyer. That's B-E-Y-E-R, for those of you who want to know. He's a Democrat from Virginia. He is seeking to draft a measure which would levy a 1,000% excise tax on AR-15s. And he says it's another creative way to actually make some sensible gun control happen. No, it's a tax grab, folks. NBC News reported, depending on location, AR-15s range in price anywhere from $500 to $2,000, but a 1,000% tax on a weapon would mean final sale price $5,000 to $20,000. Well, you know what that means, folks. Now that this a-hole has gone out and proposed this, there's going to be a run on AR-15s, and rightly so. You should arm yourselves. At least 1,000 rounds for every one of them that you own with magazines. You don't need 1,000 loose rounds of ammo. If you're in a firefight, that's the last thing you want to do. I'm speaking from my experience training for Vietnam. You don't want to be stuck out there loading a magazine. No, lock and load, baby. You want to take those magazines, turn them upside down, tape them together so you got two magazines you can flip and rack, and that's it, and you're ready to fire again. You get in a firefight, the last thing you want to be doing is hunkering down, sitting there loading magazines. Now, buddy, you need to get those 30-round clips in your hot little hands and load up every single one of those things with 223s or NATO 556 rounds. That's what people with, and these are not, AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite. It's a brand name of a manufacturer. These morons in Congress just don't get it. And they call it sensible gun control? Mr. Beyer, you need to go away. Somebody vote him out of office, would you? And by the way, the CDC, this is amazing. They're distributing vaccines for monkeypox to those who they suspected have been exposed to it. They want to ensure people with high-risk exposures have rapid access to vaccines and if they become sick can receive appropriate treatment. To date, we've delivered around 1,200 vaccines and 100 treatment courses to 8 jurisdictions, and we have more to offer states, said Dr. Raj Panjabi, White House Senior Director for Global Health, Security, and Biodefense, according to CNN. Oh, that's right. We're going to send you the jab. How do you know what's in the jab? We've got these jabs, Jynneos. We've had them. That's right. We ordered more than 30 million Jynneos doses since 2010, but 28 million have expired. You see how stupid we are. We are very stupid if we're going to. These vaccine doses have 3-year shelf life. I tried to do the inventory. But of course, you know, we are going to run out, so we just ordered a whole bunch more. Yes, thank you for that, Punjabi. Monkeypox my foot. It's another scare tactic, folks, and they're targeting gays. I don't know. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What do you think? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Phone lines are open because we're going to have Lex Green on during the next hour, and I have a feeling we're getting some really great conversation about this. There's only 700 monkeypox cases across the world, outside some parts of Africa. Not a single death reported. And they're not, the WHO is not recommending any mass vaccinations against the virus. And why is Punjabi sending out 67 labs across 46 states have collective ability to carry out more than 1,000 tests per day? All you got to do is look at their arms and their hands and various other places and see all the pustules breaking out. You know, they got it. Oh, for crying out loud. What is with these people? More propaganda, I would assume. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We got plenty more news coming at you after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, June 6th, 2022. Dave Krieger back with you on the back end of this hour. I was talking to you about the situation with Trump endorsing House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy for another term in Congress. And see, if he gets Speaker of the House, I mean, you know, remember the recent release of a phone call January 10th of 2021, McCarthy allegedly said he was considering telling Trump to resign if the former president was impeached? I mean, seriously? Oh, well, he ultimately backed Trump. The guy's a rhino, dude. If you're in California, you know, I don't know about this guy. You really need to appoint a different Speaker of the House. A former top advisor to the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol breach, by the way, admitted yesterday there was no smoking gun that suggested Trump planned the breach. Well, we already know he didn't do that. We already know it. See, they're trying to make much ado about nothing, aren't they? Chad in North Carolina, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Yes, sir. I was... Yeah, I looked at that a lot, too. There was a person who reported for InfoWars some years ago. Her name was Millie Weaver, and she did a video. Her website was millennialmillie.com about the Sunrise Movement. And one of the things they discussed in that video was how they were planning to take over government buildings or attack government buildings. And it fit the profile of how they threw that whole protest up there. But the main, I guess the thing that I wanted to bring up was I just saw a video on Rumble the other night somebody sent me. It's Dr. David Martin talking about the whole monkeypox deal. And if you look up on Rumble, he just put in Dr. David Martin, everything you need to know about monkeypox. It was his butterfly of the week talk that they do. I think it's a weekly video they do.
Is that with Stu Peters?
You got to watch it. No, it was him. It was David Martin and his wife Kim. They do. They've been doing video. I've been watching this since this whole thing started.
Right.
And they do like a weekly video. It's called Butterfly of the Week. And
You saw it already, right, Chad? Give me the nuts and bolts. What did he say? It was all fluff, right?
He was citing the documents that show a timeline and the plan of what they're going to do with this monkeypox, that they've got numbers of casualties, talking about somewhere in the realm of 100 million casualties, that the virus is engineered to be resistant to vaccines. You gotta watch the whole thing to get all the information. But he goes through
all
that.
Of course, Punjabi says that we're going to give you the vaccine.
Yeah. and I'm as frustrated as you are because we have here a local Republican representative who we've supported for years. I mean, we've sort of been through battles for him. And just recently we found out in one of the local conservative papers that he went ahead, despite the Republican opposition for years, to expanding Medicaid, as well as signed on to a clean energy bill with the governor who's no friend of Republicans.
No, he's not. Oh, great. So we got a rhino here in your midst. Well, I guess now you're going to have to turn the tide and get him out of office, Chad.
He's going to have some splaining to do because this clean energy bill basically would shut down the coal plants here.
And, oh, no. How many people out of work?
I know what they think we're going to do is be expected to put solar panels on our roofs or something like that. That's
yeah, for
total
sure.
Takeover.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's expensive as hell. How many people out of work when he shut down the coal plants would you estimate?
I don't have the stats on that, but I know that it'll just make things more expensive. I think this was an agreement made with Duke Energy, which is the major provider here in North Carolina. So,
wow.
I'm sure it's plenty of people.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the input. We appreciate
you, sir.
Thank you for calling. Scotty in Virginia, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hello, Dave.
Are you driving in the truck today?
I sure am.
Good for you.
Delivering these goods to those hardworking Americans out there. Try to be productive citizens to our country.
That's right.
But,
well, we appreciate you. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. We have to have that vaccine, you understand, to the viral shedding. And I will go to my grave saying I caught COVID from an individual that took a vaccine. So that's my whole point in a nutshell. We have to have that vaccine.
No, of course. Yeah, right. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This is why we have mygotodoc.com, and a lot of people took advantage of it, and we're very appreciative of it and what Dr. Syed Haider has done for the show and for the people out there because, we're constantly stocking up on ivermectin, and it is amazing what that stuff does. So we stock up on it here. You know, we buy at least 100 rounds, a couple hundred rounds at a time of that, in the 12 milligram, and it works wonders. So, anyway, anything else on your mind, sir?
Sarcastic. Well, I am being sarcastic about the vaccine, and of course, I knew it's a crapshoot just to get it spread around. But God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
All we can do as Christians is pray for this country and pray that God will have mercy on us. Thanks a lot.
Well, And use your wisdom, too. Wisdom is knowledge applied, and it's whatever God tells you to do, you do, and that we appreciate you. Thank you, Scotty, for your phone call. Esther in Washington, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dave?
Doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's going on
good.
In your world?
I'm glad your scratch is cleared up. That cream sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it.
Yeah. So if I put it on my face, like in a week, I'll be 10 years younger.
I wish it were that simple. You know, I have been doing that a long time ago. I already beat you to it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Last week I talked a little bit about Mexico, and then you had a great suggestion. You know, get your vote out, and the vote really counts, and vote for people you know that are going to do a good job for America. And then it dawned on me that there's something that all citizens of the U.S. can do without lifting a finger. And did you know that the Mexican imports of beer, 68% of imported beer in America comes from Mexico. And the second place goes to the Netherlands, and they have 14% of beer imports to the U.S. Well, what if every citizen in the U.S., as a form of protest over this immigration, illegal immigration, if we stop buying Mexican beer. And Heineken owns Dos Equis and Tecate, so no more. Don't buy Dos Equis and Tecate. Don't buy Modelo. Don't buy Jefe, Corona, Estrella, Presidente. Don't buy any Mexican beer. It would be interesting to see how that would work out.
Well, it would certainly have a lot of expired product on the shelves over time, and because of the fact that demand would shrink. I mean, this is why I basically told everybody to, if they had a State Farm policy, because State Farm obviously is woke and they were trying to spread this garbage in the schools about transgender studies. And I just said, cancel your State Farm policies. I wonder how many people actually did that and replaced it with something else for that very reason. That would send a strong message. I have a feeling you're suggesting would send the same kind of message. Maybe Mexico would do something about their drug cartels shipping all this fentanyl into the United States, killing our kids.
Yeah, and what if, you know, their 68% dwindled down to 5%? That would have a huge impact on them. Money is everything. We know that. So let's use our money and buy the other American-made beers. They're good. Really good.
Yeah, just wait. 10 years from now, we'll have digital beer. Wouldn't that be fun? You can give your avatar a digital beer.
You'll have a digital hangover, too.
That's right. I love it when you draw those logical conclusions.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Appreciate it. Have a good day, Esther. We appreciate your phone call. The phone lines
thank
are open.
You.
844-769-2944, folks. The Census Bureau, by the way, is being sued over intrusive annual survey questions. Can you imagine this? Citizens arguing federal law does not allow government to punish people refusing to answer a 100-question American community survey. Two citizens from the United States have filed a class action lawsuit against the Census Bureau claiming the long, detailed American community survey the agency requires millions to complete each year is illegal. You know, you got to look at the Fourth Amendment to the United States. If they start asking questions, that's a problem. The plaintiffs are U.S. citizens Maureen Murphy and John Huddleston. Murphy lives in Gig Harbor, Washington. Huddleston resides in Susanville, California. The defendants are U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo and Director of the Bureau of the Census Robert Santos. Both are being sued in their official capacities. U.S. Department of Commerce and the Bureau are also named as defendants. Well, here's something rather interesting. You know, we were talking about Biden opened up his mouth and started calling for diversity in the cockpit. He wants all these airline pilots, get rid of those white airline pilots and put in black and Hispanic and women and, yeah, put them in. We need more diversity. And my wife came up with a very interesting point. She goes, I wonder what nationality, skin color, race the pilots are that fly Air Force One. We'll find out just how, or Marine One even, how hypocritical the Biden administration is. Yet Mr. Biden can hang out with the likes of Robert Byrd when he was still alive. Speaking of which, we just found out that Joe, who is up in Pennsylvania, has been placed into hospice. And usually when that happens, my mom went into hospice and 3 days later she was gone. So we just lift prayers up to Joe and his family that they can be comforted during Joe's time. It is a wasting away process. It really is until he takes his last breath. Just be with him and his family and make it as painless as possible, because we know everybody has their time. And we just thank you, Father, for being there and comforting their family through this trying time. And it is going to be trying. And it hits very close to home when it's a member of the Power Hour family. And we just appreciate the fact that you are there with Joe right now, Father. and you're looking over him and you're comforting him and making his last days peaceful. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you. Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, has now taken a swipe at the media over allegedly being disinterested in investigating the suspected clients of the alleged sex trafficking ring run by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. In a series of tweets over the weekend, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Musk says it's remarkable how the U.S. DOJ has not published the list of clients of convicted sex offender Epstein. I wonder if some of the DOJ flew on the Lolita Express. You know, they were all accused. I mean, the pair, at least Epstein and Maxwell, were accused of procuring, trafficking, and sexually abusing a vast network of female minors as young as 11. And nobody in the media cares, according to Musk. Yep, of course. Have been busted for sex abuse of a minor. A Pennsylvania think tank, by the way, that works with lawmakers to enact state policies, has released the results of a statewide poll that it says shows policymakers a new pathway to prosperity through support of the foundation's 23-point reform agenda. The right-leaning Commonwealth Foundation released its May poll results last week. It basically says 68% say things in Pennsylvania have pretty seriously gotten off the wrong track. 42% of those polled said they considered moving to another state or personally knew somebody who already moved or thought about moving. I happen to know somebody that moved from Pennsylvania to Florida. How do I know this? Because they bought my Florida home. And they made no bones about the fact that Wolf and everybody else made a mess of things up there, and they were sick of the taxes and sick of the spending and sick of the rising prices and inflation. Of those polled, 41% were Republican, 45% Democrat, 14% Independent, 48% were men, 52% were women, and 42% wanted to move out. That kind of gives you the numbers there. You can read more about that poll on our email blast. We put out the 42 stories that are on there. I mean, we loaded up over the weekend, including some in case you missed it. For those of you who really didn't care what was going on in the Delaware beach house of Joe and Jill. Joe and Jill went up the hill. Yeah. They were briefly evacuated from their beach house to a secure location on the 4th when a small private plane entered the restricted airspace above the property. Gee, I wonder what they were doing up there. Taking pictures? Maybe they had some FLIR photos. They got some pictures of what didn't happen in their house. There's Uncle Joe just moving kind of slow at the junction, Petticoat Junction. Yeah. Private plane flying over the house about 12:45 p.m. East Coast time. Secret Service then contacted Rehoboth Beach Fire Chief Chuck Snyder and requested to bring the Bidens to the fire station. Now, that must have been a treat. Did Uncle Joe get to ride the fire engine? Did you take him out for an ice cream? Yeah. Makes me want to do my Jack Nicholson, my shining thing. Yeah, we just take him out for an ice cream. Here's Johnny. Here's Joey. Yeah. Yeah, the motorcade just left the fire station at 1:29 p.m. They were there for a half hour until they figured out where the airplane was doing, right? My goodness. Here I thought, when I first read the article, I thought, man, maybe that busload of immigrants that Ron DeSantis was going to send up from Florida showed up at Rehoboth Beach, and there were several thousand of them parked out in his front lawn outside his $475,000 security fence. Wow. Oh, that's all paid for with your taxpayer dollars. Doesn't that just irritate you just a little? Those of you up in Washington State will be interested to know several gun rights groups have filed a lawsuit challenging Washington State's new ban on the sales of so-called high-capacity ammunition magazines for rifles and handguns. Folks, if you don't have at least 50 30-round magazines in your possession, you are lacking. And they got to be filled up. They can't be empty. I realize, see, the 30-round clips are what the AR-15s and their counterparts hold. This is why you need at least 1,000 rounds. Just do the math. Do the math. 1,000 rounds divided by 30 magazines means you got to have at least 34 magazines. All right? Just so you know, 34 times 30 equals 1,020. So you got to have at least 35 magazines full of 223 to supply your AR-15 for each one you got. All right? Minimum. I have people constantly emailing me asking me how much ammo should I buy, how much silver should I buy, how much food should I buy. Well, how many people you got in your house? This is why we're going to be doing the heirloom non-GMO seeds by White Harvest Seeds. They're coming soon to the Power Mall because we want you to start growing your own food. Forget about going to the grocery store. What are you going to do when old Mother Hubbard goes to the cupboard and finds it bare? What then? Even in Portland, Maine, of all things, Family Shelters Director Mike Guthrie is begging for help. Guess why? Foreign nationals arriving in Portland by airplane or bus from the U.S. southern border have slammed area hotel space, even is at capacity. They've maxed out their community resources. Well, hey, call Uncle Joe and thank him for it, would you, Guthrie? The intake is greater and faster than we can process, and you expect us to feel sorry for you? Bunch of libs up there? Really? I'd like to have somebody from Maine contact me so we can come up with some solutions for Mr. Guthrie. How about putting him back on a bus and sending him down to Rehoboth Beach? You're catering to the problem. You are part of the problem, Mike Guthrie. You deserve what you get. You are part of the problem. You let him get away with this. You let him open the borders. You let him put us in this situation. And now you got to contend all the way up in Portland, Maine with this nonsense. You're being overrun. What do you think's going to happen when these people don't have a place to sleep? What do you think they're going to do? Mike, I can see law enforcement. You know, they don't have to, they're not going to be held liable. I posted that on Truth Social this morning. Law enforcement is not liable if they don't answer your 911 call. Understand that. They don't have to respond. You know what's amazing about some of these liberal sheriffs is how they will arrest you for using a gun to defend yourself. That really irritates me. Or as they say out west, that really chaps my hide. Leaders of the House of Representatives panel investigating the 2021 January 6th breach in the Capitol decried the DOJ's reported decision not to indict Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino, yet Peter Navarro, who we've had on the show, well, they indicted him. You know, the panel praised the department's indictment of Navarro. Here's the thing. Departments don't indict, folks. Here's the funny thing about propaganda. If you know how the system works, grand juries indict. Departments don't indict. Departments only enforce. What is up with these people? This is nuts. And of course, you remember we told you last week about New York Republican Representative Chris Jacobs, who split from Republicans on gun control. He's the 27th New York Congressional District, which is near the recent mass shooting in Buffalo. He basically is saying he'd do anything to take off these AR-15s off the street. Yeah, that's his version of gun control, is just take away all the guns. But he's also announced now he's not going to seek re-election after changing his stance on gun control following the spate of mass shootings. Mr. Jacobs, you're a nincompoop. Do you know that? Do you know why you're a nincompoop? Let me tell you. Because you don't understand what false flag attacks are. You don't understand that Buffalo, Tulsa, and Uvalde all happened around the time that the NRA was holding their convention in Houston. You don't get it, do you? An FBI report on active shooter incidents in 2021 shows California, number one state for such incidents, with 6 incidents total. My goodness, only 6? Oh, come on, you people aren't trying hard enough. What morons. You want gun safety? Look at the person buying the gun, and if they look weird and they're not staring you in the face and they're not answering you honestly, maybe that's the person you need to report. Maybe they're the ones that are going all Manchurian candidate on people, or are going to. How does an 18-year-old walk into a gun store and with $5,000 in cash and buy all that stuff? Ask yourself that question the next time somebody comes to you and says they want you to support gun control. Wow. We're out of time for this hour. We're going to be back with Lex Green to talk about this and other serious topics. He's with newswithviews.com. He's an author. We'll have him on the phone next hour and be taking your calls, folks. This is going to be some interesting diatribe here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us this hour. Be right back after the break. Stay with us.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.